1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After about 60 tornadoes slammed parts of the U.S. just since Friday, according to the National Weather Service, tonight's nearly all-evening tornado watch has been expanded a little later and now covers parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. Visiting Wynn, Arkansas, hit hard by a tornado this weekend, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I have every confidence that Wynn is going to come back better, bigger, and stronger. And I can't tell you how proud I am to be here today and stand with this community.
ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Another storm coming into the Pacific Northwest with snow in the inner Mountain West. Could see a lot of it. And then blizzard conditions once again for places like Wyoming and Rapid City.
Gasoline prices could inch up some more after what some members of a big oil cartel decided to do today. Cut oil production. A surprise, as an Energy Department analyst. OPEC doing something to keep the price from dropping. The analyst says he does not think there will be a return to $4 and $5 a gallon prices. This is ABC News. This has become a deja vu situation, says ABC's Lama Hassan.
Israel hit several sites in Syria, wounding at least five soldiers. A Syrian state news agency said the airstrikes targeted sites in the province of Homs.
Israel's anti-Semitism diplomat says that she's been fired by Prime Minister Netanyahu's government. She says her criticism of its planned judicial overhaul could be a reason. Many Israelis in the White House are cautioning Netanyahu against the reform that he has put on hold. Critics of it say it puts too much power in the executive branch of government. Another U.S.-Mexico border snapshot. The number of Ecuadorians detained has increased because folks from that nation are fleeing rising violence and a bad economy. It sounds like a drink, but it isn't wet, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Even as TikTok stares down the barrel of a U.S. ban, its parent company has rolled out a new app. ByteDance's app called Lemon 8 is hiring a team in New York to bring new content creators on board.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Brock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And all I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. You reach the other side. Cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know, and I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side. And be kind above all else. And don't you fear, know what lies ahead. Look for those good words inside your head.
New stuff, fresh stuff. Jeffrey James Show. All this wonderful local music is brought to you by our sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Bannison, Monona, Odonna, and Willie Street, igniteglassandgifts.com, and of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, in Madison, there's pizza, and then there's Sal's, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com, and don't forget about Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, in Door and outdoor seating. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that outdoor seating. And live music, FullMileBeerCompany.com and Harmonious Whale. We're going to play a tune from them because that's amazing, amazing tour in Ireland and Scotland this summer. Ride with the band on a bus. Find out more online at HarmoniousWhale.com. That's Harmonious, WAIL.com. Here they are now. Harmonious Whale, Just Gone Ahead on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I was born in Boston in March of '85.
I'm still your number one, and we'll be waiting at the gates. So saddle up and do the do, and never
Harmonious Whale on Max Inc. Radio. They've got a really special tour that they're doing in Ireland and Scotland this summer, right along with the band on a bus. Find out more at harmoniouswhale.com. Rocker, I heard you know, we're going to be at Atwood Fest. We can't go on the bus. What are we going to do? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to tell people that they should go and get on the bus. It sounds like a great trip, and right. I can only imagine that there's going to be some stopping at like some distilleries and some brew pubs.
Yeah, just a pub along the way.
And, you know, check and hang out with Maggie and Sims and the guys and listen to some music.
Right.
Drink some whiskey and beer. I mean, castles? I don't know. Sounds like a lot of fun.
There's going to be a castle, right? There's got to be a castle.
Castles? I mean, Loss?
Yeah.
Werewolves?
Yeah, right. Loch Ness Monsters. That's gonna be a good time. What else do we have going on tonight, Rocker? I see like instruments coming in, instruments going out.
Oh, we have live music coming up, Rob, in the Devil's Lair, Too Sick Charlie, Cigar Box Guitar Blues.
There you go.
Say that three times quickly.
I can't wait.
And Dave Nielsen, he just got here. He was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night. And we're gonna hear about his experience at the Morbid Angel show. And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., yeah. Rob, 20-minute mission. Me and Jimmy are going to interview Madison Punk Group, 20-minute mission. They're releasing a new album.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. And it's all coming up right next, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
so cold. Trying to find just a little affection, but only ending in another disconnection. The simulation, or the simulation of love is lost. Won't you be my lover? Stay with me, oh, little robot man.
Rat Boys on Max Inc. Radio, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Due mid-afternoon Tuesday at New York State Court alongside his client and ex-President Donald Trump, attorney Joe Tacopina telling ABC,
"We're not doing anything at the arraignment because that would be showmanship and nothing more because we haven't even seen the indictment yet."
Though Trump has been blasting it on his social media platform, and that is being echoed widely by his supporters and many Republicans, although not by ex-Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, he's calling on Trump not to run again, and he tells ABC,
"I have made a decision, and my decision is I'm going to run for president of the United States."
31 deaths are now blamed on tornadoes and storms that battered small towns and big cities across the South and the Midwest. Cody Coombs was finishing a pest extermination job in Little Rock.
"Saw little chunks of wood and roofing just being flung around in front of me, so I knew at that point it had to be nearby."
President Biden says he's been in touch with governors in Arkansas, Illinois, and Delaware to offer help. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had Ted Cruz more than once. Once
oh,
in
yes,
Dean,
he has very
Wisconsin,
slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles. "Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local
music. Up to the sky, do you see an old night, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence rot while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war? When you see your reflection, is it marred with deception? Or do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war?
the cancellations, taking you to war, new stuff, fresh stuff, rocker. So many new songs tonight. I just love it.
We can give a big thanks to Jimmy K for that one.
He just does an excellent job, you know, programming it, finding all the local artists. And if they're a local artist right now and they're listening to this stuff, how do they get on Max Inc. Radio?
You know, just send us an email to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com. And, you know, send us an MP3.
Yeah, do it now. We'll get you on later on it.
And if you got, you know, something really going on, let us know. We'd love to interview you as well.
Speaking of interviews, special guests in the studio now, right?
We do, Rob. Dave Nielsen, he set out from Madison to attend a concert in Belvedere, Illinois at the Apollo Theater with Morbid Angel and Crypto. Later that evening, tragedy struck the venue as it was hit by a tornado or high winds. We're not exactly sure. Many were hurt and one person lost their life. And here to talk a little bit about his experience is Dave Nielsen. Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thanks.
Dave, you and your partner attended the show at the Apollo Theater last night, and on the way to the show, were you thinking about storm warnings? Did you make any preparations for the show? What were you thinking? Was it a scary ride down there?
We had talked about it a little bit. My partner was concerned about the storm, and I was like, well, there have been a million tornadoes. We survived all of them. No big deal. Let's just go.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a bad ride. It wasn't that windy. The car didn't blow around. It barely sprinkled on us. The radar, by all means, looked like it was going to go north of us, and I thought we were just going to avoid the whole storm altogether, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
And a tornado or high winds caused from a tornado, there was the cause of a roof collapse at the venue. Were there any warning signs? I mean, when you were there, what was the scene like?
Well, a tornado warning went off on our phone. We were on the balcony when the tornado warning went off on our phones, and so we went down to the lower level. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got down to the lower level, the venue announced that they were going to postpone the show for 30 minutes for the storm to pass. In the meantime, we checked out the merch booth and kind of wandered through. And there was a door off to the side, and I was like, hey, let's step outside for a minute. And somebody opened the door, lightning crashed, and my partner said nope and went the other direction. And there was a bar over the other direction, and people were sort of moving in that direction. Somebody said something about the basement, and we thought, okay, well, maybe we can get down to the basement this way. We started following people. We moved through the main floor, and within seconds of our passing there, I could hear something. I turned around. I saw the ceiling crack, and it all came down like a waterfall.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it before.
I can't imagine seeing that. I mean, were there people there?
Yeah. I don't know how many people were under it, but yeah, it rained down on everybody that was under that area.
And you guys were by the merch table? I heard...
No, we were kind of over by the bar area, not quite. We were in between there was a doorway leading to the door from the main dance floor, I guess.
I mean, what did you do when you saw that? What did people do? What was the general reaction?
Some people dove in trying to help and to find their friends. I kind of went into shock and just tried to make sure we were safe and not going to get crushed.
And worried about more?
I was mostly just worried about staying alive and making sure everybody around me was okay.
Now, you think this experience will change how you prepare to attend concerts in the future? I mean, like for me, I think, gosh, you know, I just throw on my jacket, you know.
How do you prepare for a tornado?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, looking back, you know, I suppose we could have stayed home, but I mean, you just don't know. You can't predict these things. I don't know.
So would you say, hey, got to go to the concert? I know, you know, you see things. I know how you feel where you're like, you know, you hear there's a bad storm, you know, you got concert tickets, you're going to go. Who's not going to go, right?
Right. It's, yeah. You know, you think, what could I have done different? And I don't know. I don't know that I would have done anything different. I suppose I should have listened more to the warnings.
But you told me that Crypta had a great show. They were able to play, but Morbid Angel did not get to play.
Correct. Also, Skeletal Remains, and I forgot the name of the other band that was on the ticket.
Oh, so most of the bands really got to play.
No, only Crypta played.
Only Crypta played. I see. You know, a message, Morbid Angel, we got a hold of them. They said, on behalf of Morbid Angel, we want to first and foremost send our deepest and heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of the individual who tragically lost their life last night and the venue roof collapsed due to heavy winds. We lost a brother from the metal scene last night, and many were hurt and injured in this tragedy. We would like to express how truly thankful we are for those in attendance, the fans, venue, staff, bands, and crew that assisted getting people out to safety. You are the true heroes. And so they're going to try and reschedule that show coming up for April 5th in Joliet, Illinois. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, that's the show for tonight.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah,
they were supposed to be in Joliet tonight.
Excellent. So, well, very cool. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to stop in the studio and reflect on such an emotional experience. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave. Rob, we still have Devil's Lair coming up with Too Sick Charlie just after 9.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cause one.
Jenna Jane's Max Inc. Radio, White Kurt, yeah, Realty, Lake Point. Let us open the door for your future home. Stop by our office in Outwood Avenue, Madison's East Side. Find them online, WhiteKurtLakePoint.com. Drive Fast on Max Inc. Radio. Aaron Weber Group supporting this hour of the local stuff. The most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com. Also, Ethical Trade Company. Yeah, I can say it. Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a better world. Located in Madison's East Side. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. We are local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I've been burning through these days. I've been wondering why so much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out.
slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. I swear I've played this song on the 8th of December, somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. She looks worried now. She asks me where I've been. Trying to remember.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.